Welcome to part two of the Townships at 12. If you're just joining me, I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships. In the second part of today's show, I will be talking with Edward Jacklin. He is the fire chief of the Volunteer Barrie Fire Department, and he'll be talking to us about the fire department and also about a fundraiser spaghetti supper coming up on April 25th, a Saturday. And I will also have some health news and some more music. So let's start part two of the show with a song by the Pointer Sisters, and the song is called Fire.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on the radio. You're pulling me close. I just say no. I say I don't like it, but you know I'm a liar. 'Cause when we kiss,
coming up next on the Townships at 12, we're turning our focus to one of the true pillars of small town life, our local volunteer firefighters. The Barrie Fire Department is made up entirely of dedicated community members who are always ready to answer the call day or night. And now they're inviting you to come out, enjoy a great meal, and support their important work. Joining me today is Fire Chief Edward Jacklin to tell us more about their upcoming spaghetti supper fundraiser, what it means for the department, and how the community can get involved. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Mr. Edward Jacklin to the Townships at 12. Now, he is the Fire Chief of the Barrie Volunteer Fire Department in Barrie, and the Barrie Fire Department is made up of volunteers. So welcome, Mr. Jacklin.
Thank you very much.
Could you tell us what that commitment to be a volunteer firefighter looks like on a day-to-day basis?
For a small municipality of like ours, it's not really day-to-day. We get about anywhere from 60 to 80 calls a year, so they add up for 365 days. We average probably calls a month, 8 calls a month, something like that, 10 calls.
So about an average of 10 calls a month. Now, what motivates people in the community, do you think, to step up and serve as volunteer firefighters?
Well, actually, we just had pretty lucky to have those 3 people willing to come put their name in for volunteer firemen. And most people just want to be able to help their community.
Mm-hmm. About how many firefighters do you have?
With these new 3 recruits, we're looking at around 17, 18 firemen.
Okay. And what areas do you cover?
We cover Armonis, obviously, and we mutual aid, automatic mutual aid for Stetscamp, automatic mutual aid for Cookshire Eaton.
Okay. Tell me about the training. What kinds of training do the firefighters have to go through, and how is it different than firefighters who aren't volunteers?
It's different at all. Really, it's exactly the same. We're trained all Firefighter 1. With dangerous material training, it's pretty well exactly the same. There's more structural training in the biggest city, but our guys are trained pretty well exactly the same as a full-time fireman.
Okay, that's interesting. You have a spaghetti supper coming up, a fundraiser. Can you share the details with our listeners?
It's something that we started in our second year. We used to do a bunch. We used to do a lot of different things. It's our second year doing that. It's just something that we do through our own funds, so we don't have to reach out to the municipality for everything that we want to do with money. We can act quickly when people have a disaster at their house. We can react quickly with a donation of a certain amount. We can. It's just nice to be able to do what we want to do without having to go through all the hoops to get a little bit of cash.
Any special project that the money from this fundraiser is going to?
No, not really. It's just that to have on hand that somebody needs help or whatnot, or if we want to buy a piece of equipment that's not in the budget or we don't have budget for. As you know, we're a small community. We don't have a huge budget. So if we want something that we've not budgeted for, we can just go and buy it. And so we just do a show of hands. The majority wants that, or we just go ahead and purchase whatever we need.
Okay. As a volunteer department, how important is community support for your work?
It's very important for us. We had a large fire quite a while ago now, a big fire. We had over 60 firemen in total with mutual aid. And the other municipalities couldn't believe how the citizens come out with food and drink. And they said they've never seen it before. So our town is, as far as that goes, it seems pretty special for that.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you and your team to see people coming out and supporting events like the fundraiser, the spaghetti supper?
Well, I think it's great. I think it's just to talk to people. And a lot of people don't understand the volunteer fire department. Some new citizens today don't even realize that we have a fire department, actually. And it's just to get to know the citizens.
I didn't realize you had one either out in Barrie. Okay. What can people expect at the spaghetti supper?
Oh, it's a nice meal for everybody. It's spaghetti, salad, bring your own drink if you want, children under 8 years old or 3. And it's just a way to, like you said, to connect, and we make a couple bucks at it. And that's really the reason why we do it. We do, also have open houses. We do stuff at the school. We try to stay a community fire department.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, where will the supper be taking place, and how much is the cost?
It's $15 for adults. It's taking place at 563 Make Street in Barrie at the Arc. And it starts at 5:30. We're going to try for 2 sittings. Last year, we filled the place, which was fine, but we didn't have 2 sittings, but we'll see. I'm sure, hopefully, it grows like most things do. We hope it grows this year again.
Mm-hmm. And what day is it?
It's the 25th of April, Saturday.
Okay, good. I guess Saturday is good. What do you find most rewarding about leading a volunteer fire department, and how did you yourself get involved?
Oh, I got involved that these new people have got involved. I wanted to help my community, help my fellow man, and the rewards from it is you're helping somebody at their worst time in their life, probably. So you're just doing your best and you hope it's enough.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine that's very satisfying. Is there a moment in your time with the department that really highlights the spirit of the community?
A moment in my, well, like I said, it's when the people come out to support us, especially in a disaster time there. That means a lot to me.
What's one important fire safety tip that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, there's obviously, I would say there's two. For me, there's two. One is obviously the smoke detectors, make sure they're working and they're up to date. We do prevention visits throughout the municipality. We cover the municipality every 5 years. And the second thing is, especially somebody burning wood, is to keep the pipe between the furnace and the chimney clean. I know most people clean their chimneys once a year, but that little piece of pipe between the furnace and the chimney has to be done more often. And it's something that a lot of people don't realize, but it's where most chimneys are. Yeah.
Okay. Is heating with wood, do you think that will go out?
I don't believe so. I heat with wood myself, and I don't believe it will go out. Maybe eventually they put more stringent on the pollution part of it, but in my opinion, probably not in my lifetime, but maybe sometime. I mean, things going green, so I can't answer that. But
now the spaghetti supper, it's on April 25th. How can people get tickets?
You can get tickets or contact me and try to reserve tickets, but I mean, they can get tickets. We've sold some tickets throughout our community, and we put it on Facebook. And like I said, you can buy your ticket at the door.
Okay, can buy your ticket at the door. Now, Facebook page, what would we look for? The Barrie Fire Department?
Or you can just look for my Facebook page if you wish, Edward Jacqueline.
Okay, Edward Jacqueline. Okay. Anything else we left out, Mr. Jacqueline?
No, I mean, like I said, we're very fortunate. We're still one of the three communities in our MRC that still not a group with the town, the surrounding town. It gives us a certain identity. We still depend on our neighbors because we can't do it always by ourselves. But no, it gives us pride to have that.
And we've been talking with Mr. Edward Jacqueline. He's the fire chief of the Barrie Volunteer Fire Department, and they have a spaghetti supper coming up on April 25th as a fundraiser. So thanks very much and all the best with the event.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll see you there.
Bye.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine, just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework, come on show them what you work, make them go up. Original cannot be replaced. If you only knew
Katy Perry, and the song is called Firework. And next up, we have some health news for you here on the Townships at 12. Let's talk about something simple, but surprisingly easy to get wrong, hydration. Most of us know we should be drinking water, but many people walk around every day slightly dehydrated without even realizing it, and the signs aren't always obvious. Mild dehydration can show up as fatigue, headaches, dry skin, or even trouble concentrating. Sometimes when we feel tired or a bit off, we reach for caffeine, when what our body really needs is water. Our bodies are made up of about 60% water, and every system depends on it. From regulating body temperature to helping digestion and keeping joints lubricated, water plays a key role in keeping us functioning well. So how much should you drink? You probably heard the 8 glasses a day rule, but the truth is, it depends. Factors like your activity level, the weather, and even your diet all play a role. A better approach is to listen to your body. Thirst is an obvious signal, but also pay attention to the color of your urine. Pale yellow usually means you're well hydrated. If you struggle to drink enough water, try small changes. Keep a reusable bottle nearby and slices of lemon or cucumber for flavor, or set simple reminders throughout the day. And remember, hydration doesn't just come from water. Foods like fruits and vegetables can contribute too. Taking care of your health doesn't always require big changes. Sometimes it starts with something as simple as a glass of water. And that's our health news today on the Townships at 12. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. I would like to thank my guests on the show today in the first half hour, Adam Labrie, a teacher at Vision School. He has organized a couple of camps this summer at Bishop's College School. One is for drama and the other one is for science. So check out the website. It's alpdrama.ca. That's alpdrama.ca. And also in the second part of today's show, Fire Chief of the Volunteer Barrie Fire Department, Edward Jacklin, and their supper comes up. Their spaghetti supper comes up on April 25th. It's a Saturday. For tickets, you can call Edward at 819-452-1017. That's 819-452-1017. It's $15 a person, or children 8 years old and under eat for free. It happens at 5 p.m. and the address is 563 Main Street in Barrie. So thanks very much, everybody, for listening. Don't forget, the Thursday show is repeated at noon on Friday. It will be up on our website a bit later today. If you belong to a nonprofit organization, or if you have an idea for a future interview, please email me at cjmqnews@gmail.com and I will get back to you. We'll close today's show with a song called Happy, and it's by Pharrell Williams. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. If you feel like a room without a roof,
Say,